Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. South Dakota Representative Christy Noem says she's pleased USDA will be disseminating the second half of the market facilitation program payments. Just a few weeks ago, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue had indicated there would not be a second payment because of the new USMCA. However, Noem says the administration changed course with many farm state lawmakers advocating for additional help.
You know, I've been calling and talking to Sonny about the realities on the ground here, the struggles we've had, the fact that these trade agreements show that they're starting to get farther down the process and wrapped up, but they're not finalized. And we still have low market prices that are impacting our ability to cash flow these operations. So they responded, and we appreciate that.
She says the payment levels are inadequate, even on soybeans at $1.65 per bushel on half of production. However, it is still welcome assistance for the state's farmers.
Yeah, when the secretary was here last week, he talked about the fact that that payment is guaranteed to come out. And it should come out, he thought, real soon in the next month, which would be very helpful to our producers in paying their end-of-the-year bills.
Noem believes progress will be made on resolving the trade war at the G20 summit in November, and that's why Perdue has already announced there will be no trade aid in 2019. Perdue does not expect the second payment to be outlined any later than December. The amount is still being discussed as they are looking at market conditions. The new poll out shows that farmers and ranchers still overwhelmingly support President Donald Trump. However, the poll also shows they would like the White House to focus on building exports and ending the trade war with China. The poll was commissioned by AgriPulse. Editor Sarah Wyant says the president mentions his support for farmers and his work on improving trade at every rural political rally he attends. That's even as the economic conditions on the farm are very difficult, says Wyant. Our research shows that farmers and ranchers are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. Plus, they appear optimistic about his trade and regulatory policies. Producers still seem to believe that there will be a payoff in the long run. The poll shows that 79% of farmers reached by phone strongly approve or approve President Trump. On the other end, 19% of the respondents disapproved of the president. Along party lines, 92% of Republican producers approve of the way Trump is doing his job. 33% of Democrats and 65% of independent voters also approve of the president. About 67% of Democrat farmers, which make up 12% of the total poll respondents, disapprove of Trump's job performance. More Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. This is Ag Central.